Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning together Koheles Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter of the Megillah of Ecclesiastes of Koheles. Our Perek is only 10 psukim long, and we're going to look at it in two basic sections, the first 6 psukim and the last 4 psukim. The first 6 psukim form a general theme, which is, the theme is act with what you can. Keep working, because you're not in control of the end result of your actions. So some examples of the expression of the theme are, Shlach lachmocha pnei amayim, send your bread on the waters, because you will see that it's going to reappear, it's going to appear in places you didn't expect. Another example, Ten chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, divide up your portion to 7 or 8 different sections. It sounds like it's diversifying your investments or your crops. Another example, keep working through the morning. Don't stop working in the evening, because you don't know which of the two is going to be more successful, which of the investments. It seems to be the general idea is, because of things are out of your control, you don't know what the end result is. You don't know what the weather is going to be like. You don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to be successful in the end. Therefore, invest in all. Invest all the time. Be alacritous in your time and your energy in life. Let's focus on a few psukim, because it's a shorter parak. We have the flexibility of taking a look at a few psukim. Let's look at Pasuk Aleph for a moment. First suggestion. Shlach lachmocha pnei amayim. A person should send your bread upon the waters. Ki v'roiv hayomim timtzoeno, before, after many days, you will find it. What does this metaphor mean? Rashi says, it's the you never know rule. You never know. Meaning, do kindness to people, not just because they're vehicles, but do kindness to everybody and anybody. You never know. You never know that person who you're kind to, who may seem like an impoverished person who has no hopes or prospects in life, suddenly becomes the person who's the key to your next stage in life. Be careful. Be gracious. Be kind. Because shlach lachmocha, you never know in a few days' time when it's going to come back to you. The Talmud Mas Chachma suggests that no, it's referring to giving musar even when people are not willing to accept it. Shlach lachmocha, people are not willing to listen to you, but you never know. Sometimes it's the loud people who respond in anger, but the silent people actually accept it. Sometimes even the people who are angry hear it, but they're just perhaps processing it for the time that it's going to be relevant in their lives. Hard balance, because, you know, there's also a notion of not saying something which is eino nishma, which is not going to be heard by people, but apparently there's still a value in saying something even when it's not heard. And finally, the Targum says a very beautiful thing. He says, you know what it means? Shlach lachmocha means divide your bread. When you're earning, you've got a parnosa, you're successful, you're bringing it in, well, make sure to send your bread to other people, to invest in those who are less fortunate. Because in the end of the day, he says, this will be your reward. Agra la'alma da'aseh. It'll be your reward and merit in the world to come, because that's all that's going to be left, is your donations and your thought and your care for others, not what you earned for yourself. The second pasuk of the parak is Ten chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Go divide your portion into 7 or 8. Ki lo yiseda ma'yeh ra'av al aretz, ma'yeh ra'av al aretz. You don't know when it's going to be bad on the earth. Could refer to, on the most basic level, the Targum says this, the Da'at Mikra says this. Could mean divide your land into 7 or 8 portions and diversify the crop that you are planting, because you never know which crop will be some more successful this year. Or perhaps sow in different months, in the 7th month and the 8th month, because you don't know which of the times will be more successful, whether it be in time or space. Rashi says, keep dividing your assets out to give to stocker. Let's say you had planned this year to give stocker to 7 people, and the 8th person comes knocking at the door. Don't say, I don't have enough. Divide it up, make it work. Make sure that there's going to be a way that people can get the stocker you need. Lots of all kinds of fascinating drush, where this refers to Pesach and Sukkah. Pesach 7 days, Sukkah 8 days. Lots of interesting elements of drush as well. And finally, in this section, Pasuk Vav, very beautiful Pasuk. In the morning, invest in your seeds. And in the evening, don't rest your hands. You don't know which one's going to be successful, the morning or the evening. Rashi says this refers to learning and having students. Keep learning, keep teaching. Like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva created 24,000 students, and all of them died. But yet, it was the ones in the evening of his life, so to speak, when he created those 5 students who continued to hold the torch of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis famously says that this is actually the source of the mitzvah to have children beyond the purview of Pru Revu. Technically speaking, the Torah says Pru Revu Milo Saaretz. There's a discussion as to what the notion of being fruitful and multiplying extends to. Most basically, it extends according to a boy or a girl, or two boys. There's a whole interesting discussion as to what Pru Revu is. But beyond that, there's a mitzvah based on this pasuk in Koheles is Bo'erev Al Tanach Yodecha, is continue as much as a couple, as much as parents have the wherewithal and the ability financially, emotionally, psychologically to be able to be good parents. Bo'erev Al Tanach Yodecha, don't put away your so to speak, don't put away the plowshares, so to speak, of investing in the future generation. It's important to be able to continue to invest, to continue to populate the world. This is an idea which is becoming more and more scarce as resources become more scarce, and as narcissism increases in the Western world as well, where people are thinking more about their lifestyle than necessarily the greatest giving they can, which is to the next generation. Very important perspective that the Gemara in Yevamos teaches. Besmas Pasuk. The second part of this parak is from Pesukim Zion to Yud, and this section is about light and dark. Motoka or v'tov le'inayim liros es hashemesh. Light is sweet, and this section before we get to the next parak is dealing with the days of youth. You're going to have many years. You should remember your youth. Smach b'chur b'yaldusecha v'yetivcha b'libcha b'mei b'churosecha. Enjoy, make good for your heart in the days of your youth. V'alech b'darchei libcha, go in the ways of your heart of Mariei Necha, and with what you see in your eyes. V'darchei ele yivyacha elokim ha'mishpat. But know that Hashem will bring you in judgment. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, the fifth parak, this pasuk encapsulates two very important principles. The one is that you have the free will to make of your life the way you want it to be. And the second is that Hashem is going to judge you for it. And the two do not eclipse the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge you and you still have free choice. These two ideas live in the same pasuk. I want to take it one step further. It's interesting that Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis tells us that the way that I look at this pasuk and the way Rav Hun is, there's actually two voices talking. The one voice is the Yetzer HaTov. Oh, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the one that wants us to indulge in the world. Smach b'chur b'yaldusecha v'yetivcha libcha b'mei b'churosecha. Enjoy the world, party and be merry. And then intercedes the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, and says, no, you're going to have judgment, so be careful. Two voices to the same person. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos looks at it. Rashi Lakish says, no, it's not referring to sinning. It's referring to ad kan l'divrei Torah mikan va'elach l'ma'asim tovim. It's about how much time you invest metaphorically in learning, in the world of the theory, and then how much you invest in the world of practice. That's what the pasuk is saying. Whether it be how much learning we do, how much practice we do. It's interesting, the Medrash Rabbah says that, quotes that this is one of the psukim that for which the Megillah of Koheles would have been nignaz, it would have been taken out of the canon, it would have been buried, so to speak. It would never have made it into Tanakh. Why? Because it seems to be against basic Torah precepts. This pasuk seems to say, go out and party and be merry. That's not a Torah value. Until the Medrash says that the Chazal said, well, the end of the pasuk tempers of da. You should know that you're going to be brought to judgment. The Torah Temima, Rav Baruch Epstein, asks, wait a second. So Chazal did not read the end of the pasuk before they said they're going to bury Koheles, and then they suddenly read it in the pasuk and they resolved it. That doesn't make so much sense. So he says, no. Even with the end of the pasuk is that know that you're going to be brought to judgment, means to say it's a cost benefit. And a lot of people will say, I'll take the cost because the benefit's so good. I'll go to all those parties. I'll involve myself in all those relationships. I'll eat all those things. I'll drink all that because, you know, it's worth it. You know, okay, I'll deal with the judgment later on. That's not a healthy thing, even knowing the end of the pasuk. So what the Medrash seems to be saying is that really when it says that da, you should know, it implies that it's not just that was referred to at the beginning of the pasuk as physical indulgence. It's referring to actually spiritual indulgences. Use your youth. What's the smach b'chur b'chorasecho? Enjoy v'yaldusecho. Enjoy your youth. It means use your youth for a spiritual investment because you're not going to get it again. If you use the fresh ink and the fresh parchment of your youth to study, to learn, to invest, not just wait later on to have a spiritual awakening, you will have that all as baseline. That will be foundational so that the continued journey of growth will be only upwards and inwards. Therefore, the end of the pasuk actually reforms it to being a spiritual notion rather than being to the two voices, perhaps the Yetzer HaRa and the Yetzer HaTov, working with each other, which even as such could be a cost-benefit presentation. This closes Perek, and what we're going to do is we move into Perek Yud Beis, the last Perek, which is tomorrow. Then we're going to look at the end of life. This is the beginning of life, the advantages and the disadvantages of the beginning of life. And now we're going to look at the end of life as we move into Perek Yud Beis. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.